Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. I'm your host, Jim Chapman. And look, I'm coming to you today. It's actually on a Sunday when I'm recording this. It's just me in the studio, and I wanted to bring you something a little extra. So you're still going to get your every Thursday drop of Bloody Angola podcast, but I actually subscribe to the Angolite magazine, which is the prison magazine put out by Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola. And they have a really interesting article in there that I'm going to talk to you about. And it relates to the flooding in Angola. And in the state of Louisiana, look, our weather is crazy. You know, in December, it can be 90 degrees or it can be 9 degrees. Just depends. You see rain a lot. It's almost like we live in a rainforest around here, or you get no rain at all for months on end. Makes no sense. The weather here is absolutely nuts. As a matter of fact, right now we've gotten rain probably the last 8 days in a row, and I mean hard rains. So it's up and down here. And where Louisiana State Penitentiary is situated, they're right on the banks of the Mississippi River. I mean, the Mississippi River runs right by Angola, and that can flood, and it does flood, and they've had issues with that in the past. And not only that, but just the constant rains in South Louisiana is just wild. They had an interesting article that I want to reference, and I'll give you a little history on the flooding in Angola. And actually, it was a flood in 1922 that kind of kicked things off and really made the powers that be inside of Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola know that they had to look at some resolution to this. It was a catastrophic flood in 1922 that breached the levee near the prison. The Mississippi River levee actually breached, and the water rose so rapidly it trapped several prisoners in a big giant sugar refinery there. Prisoners and staff were soon evacuated by ferry. And after the flood, the general manager actually propositioned the owners of the adjacent former plantations to purchase the properties. At the time, Angola was not 18,000 acres. He was looking to buy those plantations that were around Angola so that they could have more to work with as far as avoiding flooding in the future. And the property owners, they were actually tired and sick of the continual flooding, and they happily sold the remaining plantations to the state. And that's what increased the size of Angola to 18,000 acres. Prior to that, it was only 8,000 acres. So what that enabled them to do was they didn't have to evacuate prisoners anymore off of Angola. They had so many acres in order to work with that if there was a flood, they could just move them to another part of the prison. After all, they've got almost 20,000 acres. Not all of those acres are going to flood. In 1927, a flood actually inundated the property and even flooded Angola's big house. And they had to move inmates. They didn't have to evacuate them off the property, but they definitely had to get them to higher ground, which they did. So I researched that after this Angolite came out, and this is the January-February 2024 edition of the Angolite. So they're going to reference cold weather here, and the reason they're referencing that and why I'm telling you this in advance is because these magazines, you get them delivered several months after they're actually in publication. So only 2 weeks into the new year, Angola received an unwanted gift from Mother Nature, a flash tornado. The modest funnel dissipated soon after it was formed, but not before touching down in the field behind the main prison's industrial compound and had scattered debris hundreds of yards in all directions. Diminutive though it was, the disturbance brought winds powerful enough to bend and toss roofing material around as it dashed along the complex. Some of the most extreme damage occurred between maintenance road behind the compound, along which multiple telephone poles were laid over, and the cell block unit, where several upper-tier windows were shattered and two interior televisions on wall-mounted shelves were actually blown onto the floor. No one was injured when the twister dropped from an overcast sky without warning in the early afternoon. It was gone before administrators could order prisoners to their living quarters while emergency assessments were made. Many inmates and officers who worked indoors were unaware of anything being amiss. Within seconds, the ground was littered with tin and insulation ripped from roofs and storage stacks and flung over the top of the massive gymnasium to land hundreds of feet away in the cell block rec yard. The gym itself sustained roof damage that would soon be on full display. A shower building stationed outside the chapel was blown off its blocks. At A building, the formal entrance to the main prison that houses the inmates and inmate visiting room had a section of interior suspended ceiling tiles collapse from the tornado's downward pressure. The Angola branch of the Department of Corrections Credit Union also suffered broken glass and window framing, and a large myrtle tree outside was split down the middle. Rooftop antennas were twisted and knocked out of place. A metal backboard support pole on the west yard basketball slab was bent 90 degrees. That's pretty crazy. Other damage was moderate, but any damage to infrastructure must be repaired and is always costly. The big takeaway was no one was hurt. Cleanup crews wasted no time clearing branches and debris from the roadway, collecting sheets of tin, and gathering small items from the ground. Maintenance workers descended on the damaged areas, and the weather crisis, it seemed, had passed. Less than a week later, another meteorological deviation severed electrical service for 2 days, shuttering manufacturing and programming operations and limiting movement of inmates to only necessary workers going to and from jobs. Temperatures plummeted into the teens and coupled with the wind chill dropped to single digits. And this is with the electricity out, y'all. The deep freeze did not last long, but long enough to get everyone's attention. Everything iced over, including the walk, the concrete avenue that traverses every Angola compound, creating dangerous condition for both motorized and foot traffic. Powdered sand was carted in to cover the slick surfaces and create a traction layer to keep pedestrians from slipping. During the worst of it, nighttime was fierce and daylight hours were deceptively bright and clear. The cold and frigid north wind that fed it hung on for most of the week. After electrical service was restored, the prison gradually returned to a normal routine. The sand, however, outlasted its purpose and found its way into buildings, offices, and living areas. Less than 2 weeks later, the skies darkened once again, rumbled, and dumped more water on the penitentiary than its pumps could keep up with. Heavy rainfall inundated the farm for most of the day, halting non-essential traffic and causing significant intrusion and damage. Water rose quickly on the industrial compound, turning the low-lying crossroads and parking area around the fabrication plant into a lake, faster than inmate workers and their supervisors could brush it out with push brooms. The water rose to at least 3 inches out inside the tag plant where Louisiana's license plates are manufactured. Workers scampered to relocate perishable materials to tabletops and other elevated areas. After side doors were open, most of the standing water drained out. Hey, y'all, it may be moving towards the end of another summer, but that doesn't mean I can quit watching what I eat. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you, but you don't always have time to pull it off. But with HelloFresh handling all the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, it's easier than ever to get dinner on the table quick and painless. There's always new flavors to explore with an ever-changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from every week. Just pick your meals and your delivery date. It's that simple. With summer in the rearview mirror and busier days ahead, now is the perfect time to save money when it comes to your dinner routine. Skip the meal planning and grocery store lines and cut down on food waste with HelloFresh's convenient doorstep delivery and pre-measured ingredients. My favorite aspect of HelloFresh is the vast array of menu options. Look, I can burn out on eating the same things over and over again, but with HelloFresh, I don't ever run out of options. Y'all, I tried the spinach one pan chicken last week, and all I can say is my mouth is still watering. It was that good. For free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. One free breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it took several hours of sweeping and mopping before the plant was ready to resume operation. Work crews were called to the A building with push brooms and mops after an encroachment left much of the floor space underwater. Fortunately, it was not a visiting day, so the building was largely empty except for correctional staff and inmate orderlies. The main prison gym sprung several leaks in the roof, damaged during the recent tornado during the heaviest rainfall. Some leaks poured directly onto the floor below. Of a larger concern were leaks that filled spaces between the walls. The gym, constructed in the 1940s as a kitchen and mess hall for the complex's inmate population, had undergone a number of renovations over the years and remains in need of more. Ceiling leaks also developed in one of the upstairs classrooms and in the education building. January could have been kinder to the penitentiary, but as it is for more than 100 years, Angola survived the chills, floods, and winds without any insurmountable damage. Still to come are the spring rains and the summer hurricane season, both of which have delivered powerful blows to Angola in the past. And y'all, I will post some of these pictures on the Patreon page for those supporters. But they had a flood out there, and it makes you wonder how the correctional staff deals with weather events. You can't control that. You can control everything else. And I'll tell you another quick story that's local to my area that involves a prison, and that is the Livingston Parish prison here in Livingston Parish. And it's a large prison, right? Back in 2016, Livingston Parish had the worst flood in the history of the state of Louisiana, certainly. 46 inches of rain in a three-day time period. Denham Springs, actually where I'm recording at right now, was completely underwater. I'm talking 6 feet of water in the building where I'm recording at right now. My home had 6 feet of water. We had to gut all the way to the studs. And this was just basically a storm that was supposed to pass that got over this area and just dumped heavy rain for 3 days straight and never stopped. It was almost like a hurricane without the wind that completely went in neutral and just sat. And it was horrible. The entire city of Denham Springs was completely underwater. The prison also flooded in Livingston Parish. No one knew this storm was going to stop like that. There was no forecast of that. So they had to evacuate these inmates in the Livingston Parish prison, and they had no preparation for this. And I don't even know if they ever trained for it, but I'm going to read you an article from the Livingston Parish News. And this article was back in 2016. And it says, after evacuating about 600 inmates from the Livingston Parish Detention Center due to flooding, the sheriff's office and parish government are racking up significant costs keeping them housed elsewhere and repairing the damaged facility. Early estimates suggest the cost may have already exceeded $500,000 for building repairs and housing alone. No numbers are available yet for the cost of replacing furniture, equipment, inmate gear, and other property damaged after a foot of water poured through the facility's doors. We haven't gotten any of the bills yet, and I don't know how long it will be before we do that from Finance Director Jennifer Myers. But we also haven't replaced all the supplies yet. We're still ordering new mattresses, sheets, jumpsuits, and other items destroyed in the flooding. And those are things you don't think about. We just don't know what our costs are going to be when it's all said and done. Officials also don't know how much of those costs will be reimbursed either through the parish's insurance policy or through FEMA. Myers said the parish is documenting its losses for insurance companies as well as preparing requests for public assistance grants. Parish officials also expect to pay about $300,000 for cleanup and repairs to the detention center building under a lowest quote contract signed after the flooding. Sheriff Jason Ord's budget has taken a hit as well, losing $4,100 per day in revenue that would have been received from housing more than 150 state prisoners who had to be evacuated. Ord also has seen significant increase in overtime, associated with the flood, which he described as the department's third major response event of the year. On top of the losses, the parish faces potentially devastating reduction in sales and ad valorem tax revenues after some 60,000 structures, including 75% or more of the parish's homes and thousands of businesses, suffered flood damage. That's a whole nother aspect of when these storm events occur, where these prisons have other things to consider. And what I just read you is a good example of that. Livingston Parish Prison has had some room at their prison at that time, and Livingston Parish Prison was actually housing inmates from other jurisdictions where maybe they didn't have room. So they call up our sheriff and they say, hey, we got this guy and we don't have any room in our jail for him. Can you house him there? And they would pay them per month for that prisoner. Well, when you flood, you have to move those prisoners along with your prisoners from your own parish out. And so not only do you lose that revenue, now you've got to pay another prison to house your prisoners. I mean, it's a logistical nightmare. In addition to, as they mentioned, buying all these new sheets and jumpsuits and things of that nature. So that's one example. We talked about this a little bit before, but that's LCIW, the women's prison, where they had 1,000 inmates actually have to relocate to other facilities. As a matter of fact, LCIW was completely destroyed. It flooded, and the mold problem became so bad that they couldn't move back in, and it was beyond repair. And eventually, they started work on a $146 million brand new prison to house the women in the state of Louisiana. And when I say LCIW, that refers to Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women. And believe it or not, in that case, over 900 women had to be transferred to other prisons. And actually, I got one more for you that was pretty historic. And we've all heard of Hurricane Katrina and the devastation that brought. Nowhere worse than in the city of New Orleans and the Orleans Parish Prison. And so I'm going to read you this quick article that kind of breaks down what they did. Listen to this. As Hurricane Katrina began pounding New Orleans, the sheriff department abandoned hundreds of inmates imprisoned in the city's jail. That according to Human Rights Watch. Inmates in Templeton 3, one of several buildings in the Orleans Parish Prison compound, reported that as of Monday, August 29th, there were no correctional officers inside the building. They just hauled ass, which held more than 600 inmates. The inmates included some who were locked in ground floor cells and were not evacuated until Thursday, September 1st, 4 days after floodwaters in the jail had reached chest level. These guys were in their prison cells with water up to their chest. Tell me you wouldn't be freaking out. Of all the nightmares during Hurricane Katrina, this is one of the worst. That from a researcher at Human Rights Watch. Prisoners were abandoned in their cells without food or water for days as floodwater rose toward the ceiling. This particular organization called on the U.S. Department of Justice to conduct an investigation into the conduct of the Orleans Sheriff's Department, which runs that jail, and to establish the fate of prisoners who have been locked in the jail. The Louisiana Department of Public Safety, which oversaw the evacuation, and the Orleans Sheriff's Department should account for the 517 inmates who are missing from the list of people evacuated from the jail. Carey spent 5 days in Louisiana, that's the head of this organization, conducting dozens of interviews with inmates evacuated from Orleans Parish Prison, correctional officers, state officials, lawyers, and others. The sheriff of Orleans Parish did not call for help in evacuating the prison until midnight on Monday, August 29th, she said. According to officers who worked at two of the jail buildings, Templeton 1 and 2, they began to evacuate prisoners from those buildings on Tuesday, August 30th, when the flood waters reached chest level inside. The prisoners were taken by boat to the Broad Street Overpass Bridge and ultimately transported to correction facilities outside of New Orleans. And I'm going to stop right there and tell you this. Warden Burl Kane actually played a huge role. They had a makeshift prison underneath that interstate, and they actually took a shit pile of razor wire and just ran it all around that interstate underpass, and that became where they housed these guys until they were able to transport them out. At Templeton 3, which housed about 600 inmates, there were no prison staff to help the prisoners, according to some of the inmates. Now, some said they did see some staff, but some said they didn't. They all insisted there were no officers on Monday, August 29th, however. Officers got the hell out of there. According to the inmates interviewed, they had no food or water from the inmates' last meal over the weekend, which was August 27th or 28th, until they were evacuated on Thursday, September 1st. By Monday, the 29th, the generators had died, leaving them without lights and sealed in without air circulation. The toilets backed up, creating an unbearable stench. Holy smokes. They left us there to die, said Dan Bright, an inmate who was transferred from Orleans prison to Rapides Parish after the flood. As the water began rising on the first floor, prisoners became anxious and then desperate. Some of the inmates were able to force open their cell doors, helped by inmates held in the common area. All of them, however, remained trapped in the locked facility. The water started rising, and it was getting to here, said Aaron Kelly, an inmate from Templeton 3, as he pointed to his neck. We were calling down to the guys in the cells under us, talking to them every couple minutes. They were crying. They were scared. The one I was cool with, he was saying, I'm scared. I feel like I'm about to drown. He was crying. Some inmates from Templeton 3 have said they saw bodies floating in the floodwaters as they evacuated the prison. A number of inmates told Human Rights Watch that they were not able to get everyone out of their cells. Inmates broke jail windows to let air in. They also set fire to blankets and shirts and hung them out the windows to let people know they were still in the facility.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Apparently, at least a dozen inmates jumped out of the windows. We started to see people in the prison hanging shirts that they set on fire out of the windows, a prison officer said. Then we saw them jumping out of the windows. Later on, we saw a sign. I think somebody wrote help on it. As of yesterday, signs reading help us and one man down could still be seen hanging from a window on the third floor of that prison. Several corrections officers said that there were no evacuation plans for the prison, even though this facility had been evacuated during floods of the 1990s. It was complete chaos, a correction officer said, who had more than 30 years of experience at the prison. When asked what he thought happened to the inmates in Templeton 3, he just shook his head and said, "Ain't no telling what happened to those people." At best, the inmates were left to fend for themselves, and at worst, some may have died. Many of the men held at the jail had been arrested for offenses like criminal trespass, public drunkenness, or disorderly conduct, and many had not even been brought before a judge and charged, much less convicted. And let me tell you this. I actually read an article a while back, and it was a guy and his buddy. They were from Minnesota or somewhere like that. They came down. They wanted to visit Bourbon Street, get the whole New Orleans experience, and they ended up one of them ends up getting arrested for public drunkenness. He was probably, you know, acting like a fool on bourbon, but no big deal. And it was just going to be like an overnight stay. Well, that was the day before the hurricane hit. And that sucker got stuck in the middle of all that. And this is not like a guy that was a seasoned prisoner, right? A seasoned inmate. This is a guy coming down. He was a lawyer, I think, or something. And he told his story. And I wish I could find that and I would read it to y'all because it's absolutely crazy. But that's all I'm going to bring you for today. This is extra. We're still dropping our regular episode this week, although I may even drop that one on Wednesday instead of Thursday. But you'll know, subscribe, hit that bell on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, however you subscribe, so it'll automatically download these episodes as we drop them. I just want to bring y'all something extra. I read that article yesterday, and it got me thinking about the weather inside of these, you know, prisons and how you can't control that. And I just wonder how many correctional facilities are actually prepared in the event of something like a Katrina or something like a flood that they had in Angola. And it's absolutely intriguing to me. I'm sure they're more prepared here than other places only because of what we've experienced in the past with the stuff that I just read you. And our weather is so crazy here. You do kind of prepare for things that maybe you wouldn't prepare for in other areas. But absolutely interesting stuff. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman. For Woody Everton, we are your host of Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hillstring Gang, Rango the Three.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.